You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A leader's downfall begins when he exalts himself rather than exalting God. Discover the truth behind the statement in week two of Rise and Fall.
Good evening, everyone. We're on our second week of our series titled Rise and Fall. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Rise and Fall. Sino, by the way, nandito ka last week? Okay, last week when we started this, and I hope you're familiar and you know why we're talking about this series and we're talking about leadership. So tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang leader yan? Leader yan, okay, leader yan. In every sphere of influence that we have, leader yan. I'm not only talking about a victory group leader. If you're a victory group leader right here, sino victory group leader ka? Come on, taas mo yung kamay mo, okay? Okay, this is for you, but not only for you, but also, if you're right here, tapos katulad ng pinag-usapan natin last week, starting that, diba? Panganay ka, okay? Sino ulit mga panganay ka, gaya ko? Okay, yung mga, yan, okay, mapagbigayan, okay? Kasi panganay yan, may mga nakakabata. Basta may nakakabata sa'yo, leader ka, at hindi lang yun, basta nandito ka, okay, God took you to this place or placed you here because this message is for you. Because you have influences around you and people who look up to you or probably, okay, mga tao na sumusunod sa'yo, di ba? Na talagang kahit anong gawin mo, ano pananamit mo, gagayahin ka. Okay, may ganun ba? May ganun ba sa inyo dito? Yung mukhang charismatic, di ba? Tumay katabi mo, okay? Mukhang uy, kamukha kita. Ginaya pala eh. No? If you're here and probably you see yourself na parang hindi ako leader, okay? Hindi ako yung tipo ng tao that I want others to follow me. I want others na ako na yung magte-take charge or tutulungan ko sila. You know what? Even if you see yourself as small today, this message is for you. Because in the eyes of God, you are big to Him, okay? Don't ever treat or look at yourself as small or you can't do anything or you're not good for any reason, but God sees you that you have a purpose and as young as you are, estudyante ka, you are the future leader of this nation and of the world. Come on. Parang walang naniwala, no? Okay? So yung katabi mo, sabihin mo, future leader ka. As we talk about this series, our objective is that for us to have a picture of a leader worth following. And not only that, that we would also be the kind of leaders, the kind of people that others will follow. We will also be the kind of leaders that according to the standards of the Bible, the principles of the Bible, not according to how we've experienced it probably, okay, from other group leaders in a project, in our own family, or even in our own nation. How can we see good leadership, and how can we look up to good leadership, and how can we have good leadership in our lives as well? And as a recap, week one, pinag-usapan natin, leadership entails personal sacrifice. That's why it's about giving up or serving others. So, okay, I hope you get to serve others when you've heard the message last week. And yung tipong masipag ka na maghugas ng pinggan, di ba yung kulubot na yung kamay mo, kakahugas mong pinggan? Pati malinis, sinugasa mo, no? Okay. Ganun ka nakasipag. I don't know. Pero in any way, you've been serving and also not only that, but giving. It's a personal sacrifice that in leadership, it's servant leadership that we give up ourselves to serve others and that's leadership. And now, as I've said, we're talking about leadership, but before I go on with my preaching, I want to start by honoring three leaders who were recognized yesterday. Tulad nitong dalawang to, okay? Si Matt Jubilado, one of our newest campus missionaries who recently graduated yesterday. Tayo ka nga, Matt. Okay, spotlight. Okay. Si Matt, okay. Congrats, Matt. Okay, he went through intense 3 months training in School of Campus Ministry starting January. And it's their last day yesterday and it's their graduation day. And we're really proud of him getting an award, Excellence Award. Okay, so dito mukhang excellent yung katabi mo. Yan, okay. Siya, okay. He put up an effort not to be late at any meetings, not to be late at any classes, and also being excellent in all of his papers, assignments, and whatever he does, he put his dedication to that because he believes that in campus ministry, okay, we are raising up future leaders who are excellent. We're talking to you, we're preaching the word to you, and we're discipling everyone that we can because we believe in you that you are the excellent future leaders of this world. Okay? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you're a future excellent leader. Yeah? Dami na, no? Dami mo nang sinabi sa akin, ha? Kanina ka pa. Okay? But not only him, but also Pastor Jeff. Pastor Jeff Dacumos was awarded Outstanding Alumnus Awardee. Okay, grabe, no? And he's been awarded because of his service for 12 years in campus ministry. I've seen him serve us, being estudyante noon, and when we started Metro East, and even today, when I serve with him and work with him, really a servant, a leader, a good leader to us, and a friend and a mentor to us. A person really worth following. And I hope that when you see them, si Matt and Pastor Jeff around the place, okay, congratulate nyo sila. Okay, appreciate them for what they've done. And I believe that what they are doing this because first and foremost, it's a calling from God that they want to honor God and also to make disciples in the campuses. And banggit ko sa inyo, tatlo were recognized yesterday. Meron ba? Ito, kilala nyo ba yan? Diba? Grabe yung palakpakan, no? Nung Matt, Pastor Jeff, ganyan lang. Pag nung Kobe na, woo! Okay, di ba? Mamba out, di ba? May kanta yan eh. Nung ano nyo, la-la-la-la-la, mamba. Okay, joke lang. Okay. Pero si Kobe was recognized yesterday to us, pero to them, okay, that was April 13. Recognize his leadership, his success, and his greatness. Sino idol mo si Kobe dito? Come on, di ba? Okay. Buti isa lang. Okay, si Kobe, hindi ko masyado gusto yan noon kasi yung team ko, lagi niyang tinatalo, nalalo mas bata ko. Pero I admire his success, what he did for basketball, really influenced other people. And I have a point here why I showed Kobe, okay, and recognized what he did, and the world recognized it, and was even parang excited and was amazed in what he did in his last day or last game of his career. Pero nung nag-start siya, he was not as big as he is today. Okay, nag-start siya. If you know NBA drafting, merong mga, sino yung pinaka-top ng magagaling in their college days, pupunta yun sa NBA with consecutive parang top 1, top 2, top 3, ganun. Si Kobe, hindi siya top 1. Hindi rin siya top 2, hindi siya top 3. Top 13 siya. There were 12 people better than him entering NBA. But when he dedicated his life in basketball, and now being Kobe Bryant, as successful as he is, he worked his way up there to his success, and not only that, influenced younger guys, okay? Yung mga mahilig mag-basketball dito, hindi lang basta sa atin, pero buong mundo. Di ba? Yung tipong kahit itatapon lang yung basura, Kobe, okay? Ganun kalakas yung influensya niya, yung success niya, okay? Ganun si Kobe, okay? Yung success niya, yung position niya, and so hindi to NBA TV, this is Victory Metro East Youth Service, okay? Pero I have a point here. When we see successful people, or when we see ourselves to be successful one day, who wants to be successful one day? Lord, kita may iba. Okay? Alam ko lahat tayo, we want to be successful one day. We actually not just aspire for leadership positions, but we also aspire for us to be known. We not only aspire success, but when we aspire success, it entails leadership roles in our lives. One day, we see ourselves to become boss. Okay, even today, ganito pa lang ako, mag-aaral ako mabuti para one day makarating ako doon. But really, is leadership about position? Is leadership only about the favor of other people or your influence to other people or to many people and even the world? Because there's nothing wrong for aspiring success. There's also nothing wrong about aspiring for a leadership position or a role. But is this really the point of leadership? Yung dati maliit ka lang, ngayon sobrang laki na nung pangalan mo. Good leader ka, best leader ka in your own influence. Ba na even in school, di ba, we aspire for leadership or we aspire for success. Na tipong pag di na nila alam lahat yung sagot, di ba, naabangan mo, di ba, oh, wala nang nakakaalam. Ikaw na may magre-recite. Ah, kasi alam mo yung sagot, tapos tatayo ka, ma'am, the answer is... Oy, correct! Okay, grabe, palakpakan sila. No, hindi namin alam yun, hindi ko alam, alam nun. Leader ba yan? Okay, leader yan, okay. Ang galing niya. We aspire for that, not only to have influence to others, probably so that people would look up to us. We sometimes aspire to be like this and to be successful, and not only that, we aspire for leadership roles in our lives. And right now, we'll be looking at into the life of one of the Old Testament king. We get to see the rise of his life and also the fall, nung time na siya ay nahulog. Log. Okay? Titingnan natin yung buhay niya. Okay? And we get to see, yung leadership nga ba? Or yung success nga ba? Hanggang position lang nga ba to? O impluensya? Is my success the basis of my good leadership? Now let's go to 1 Samuel 15. This is the whole chapter na i-cover natin. I'll be jumping into verses after verses telling us the story and susundan natin yung story and what can we learn from different verses and parts of the story that we get to see the rise and the fall of King Saul, first king of Israel, chosen by God, and how can we learn from this kind of leadership, from his rise and from his fall, and how can we apply it in our lives today and even in your future career, future leadership positions, future life, and even as we influence future generations. And Samuel said to Saul in verse 1, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people Israel. Now, therefore, listen to the words of the Lord. Says the Lord of hosts, I have noted what Amalek did to Israel in opposing them on the way when they came up out of Egypt." Now, Samuel is a prophet by God, first prophet, and now talking to Saul about what God has in store for him and about to do a mission, na nagre-reference lang si Samuel about what God is saying that even before Amalek, the nation of Amalek, or the Amalekites, yung mga tao nila, has been opposing or has been conquering or destroying or waging war against Israel since the very time they came up out of Egypt. Very time nung Exodus pa lang. Nung lumalabas pa lang sila in the leadership of Moses, mga kalaban na yan. And in light of that, verse 3, "Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." Now, this is the mission from God for Saul. And I hope that you don't just create an argument na bakit ganito, may war and whatever. In their time, this is acceptable because this is for the sake of their people today and future generations not to be destroyed because of the sin of man. And now, God wants to protect his people, and this is the charge and the mission of Saul being king appointed by God. Can we all pray before we continue? That Father, pray that open our hearts and minds, Lord God, that as we are here, either matagal na kami dito, Victory Group leader kami, member pa lang kami, we're not yet leaders, or we just came in right here, Lord God, and first time namin dito, whatever areas or aspects of life they're into right now, Lord God, or they're in it right now, I pray that they would open their hearts to receive from you, knowing that they have a role in their family, in their campus, in their workplaces, in their friends, Lord, and not only that, Lord, in the future generations would benefit to our decisions today, and Lord, as future leaders, open our hearts and minds to receive from you. What are we supposed to do now that honors you and that would align to the will and purpose that you have for our lives? This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And right now, we go and see na actually what God commanded for Saul to do and lead is devote to destruction all that they have, the Amalekites, and do not spare them and kill everyone and even not take any possessions but destroy, completely wipe out the enemies and possessions intended for finally ending. Okay, kung noon pa lang, years before this time came, even to the time of Moses, kalaban na natin yan, nanggugulo na yung mga yan, wanting to conquer us and get all of our possessions and destroy us. Now God is involving the plan with the leadership of this king, King Saul, to destroy everyone for the sake of their generation and the future generations. Because generationally, it's always, okay, kalaban na nila palagi. And now let's go and see what happens in the next verses. In verse 7 now, we see that Saul came, okay, he actually went on the mission already and ginather niya yung army niya, went out to war and went to Amalek, and actually what they did, Saul defeated all of them. Saul defeated the Amalekites from Havilah as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt, and he took Agag, the king of Amalekites, alive and devoted to destruction all the people with the edge of the sword. Kung matatandaan natin, ano yung command ni God is completely destroy everything, right? But now, we see here in verse 8 that he did not destroy everyone because he kept someone, the king of Amalek. Tinago niya pa. Ginawa niya pang captive. Hindi niya pinatay like the command of God, and yet he made it captive. Because in their time, at that moment, when a king, defeated king, is taken captive by a victorious king, what that means is that for the victorious king, it's his trophy. It's his trophy. Hindi niya ginawa yon dahil gusto niyang isave o dahil gusto niyang ispare yung buhay, pero for his pride that this king is now under me, he is my slave, I am the winner, I am the best of all kings around here. It's as if it's you, di ba? You first honor ka, valedictorian ka, or probably summa cum laude ka, okay? I don't know. Pero may award ka, di ba? Tapos, popost mo pa sa Instagram. There's nothing wrong about that, di ba? If you display your success to other people. Pero when pinost mo na nga, tapos pupunta ka dito sa service na to, suot mo pa din yung medal mo, di ba? Ganyan-ganyan. Ah, di ba? Worship ka, di ba? Taas mo pa. Just for others to see that I'm the best in my class. I'm the best in my batch. This is who I am. For Saul, ganun yung intention niya. It was prize to him. It's for him, di ba? Parang sash to, di ba? Di ba? Kung ikaw, kunyari, Miss Prom ka, di ba? Madating ka dito, may sash ka pa, di ba? Hanggang ngayon. Tagal na nung February, pero nandito ka pa rin. Just for your honor and sake, so that other people would know you because you have this kind of achievement. What I'm saying is that it's not bad for us to gain success or to aim for achievements, but if it's what we show other people so that mapapakita natin, I'm better than you, there's something wrong with that. If it's the only sense of identity that we have, that when I'm successful, everyone should know it, what if mawala yun? You're not gonna be summa cum laude after 5 years from now. You can't bring that medal in here and still expect other people to see you na matalino. It's temporary. I'm not saying it's bad to have achievements, but to have that kind of achievement to be the trophy of your life, something is wrong with that. And you will be in destruction. Verses 9. But Saul and the people spared Agag and not only the person and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fattened calves and the lambs. Okay? Not only did he took captive of the king, but he also nagtago siya ng possessions of the best. Siguro inisip niya, papapakinabangan pa namin to. Okay? Okay, ang gagandang baboy. Okay, magaganda. Wala namang baboy. Okay, sheep, oxen, calves and lambs. Okay, this is wealth to them. This is success to them. And for him, probably, why is he doing that? Maybe he's securing wealth for himself. It's not included in the Bible, pero probably iniisip niya to. Sayang to, iiwan ba natin to? Pakikinabangan natin to. But what was the command of God? Iwanan nyo na yan, destroy nyo yan. Hindi yan para sa inyo. And now we get to see that he had bad decisions in his life. You know what? It actually resulted future generations after that, it resulted to one of the Amalekites named Haman in the book of Esther, in the Bible. Nakikita nyo, itong si Haman, Amalekite, nakalusot, okay? Now, seeking revenge for what happened at this point. Wanting to kill and destroy the nation of Israel generations after the decision that Saul made. Now we get to see that in his disobedience, it affects generations. When Saul didn't follow God, the important instructions that God had, this is what happened as well. It's not only future generations who were affected, but also at that very time, ito yung nangyari, the word of the Lord came to Samuel, I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And Samuel was angry and he cried to the Lord all night. Relationships were affected. Think of the decisions that you do today that would hurt other people, but most especially hurts God. What he did hurt God, even regretted that I put this guy into position. Grieved the heart of God. And not only God, but as a victory group leader, probably si Samuel, grieved as well. So dito VG leader ka, di ba? Wala lahat. Okay. And sometimes you grieve to the part that a person that you are helping in his walk with God would actually turn away from God and not go back anymore. It's a sad part or sad thing that you can see or that's happening. But you know what? Relationships, the people who love you, who trust in you, is affected as well when something happens to you, when you go out and disobey God. Most importantly, si God nasasaktan din siya. In your decisions, relationships will be affected. Now we go to verse 13 and 14 to continue the story. Now, confrontation from Samuel came and nagsimula na. Pinuntahan niya si Saul, pero ang sabi ni Saul, pagdating ni Samuel, blessed be you to the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. You have it, proud pa siya, no? Na, eto, may ginawa ka na ako na tipong pagdating ng nanay mo, binilinan ka bago umalis, di ba? Magwalis ka, maglinis ka. Tapos pagdating ng nanay mo, Nay, nagwalis ako! Blessed be to you. Gabi, no? Pero sa totoo lang, lahat ng winalis mo nasa ilalim lang ng carpet. Parang ganito yung sinasabi ni Saul. Okay? Pero sabi ni Samuel in verse 14, "What then is the bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen that I hear?" Eh kung ginawa mo yung commandment ni God, yung instruction sa'yo ni Lord, bakit may naririnig ako at bakit merong mga sheep dito at may kayamanan dito na dapat hindi nandito? And now, Saul reasons, and what he did by reasoning is also blaming others. Sabi ni Saul, they have brought, sinong tinuturo niya? Mga tauhan niya. They have brought them from the Amalekites for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have devoted to destruction. And then again, Samuel said, "Though you are little in your own eyes, are you not the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel." Pinapaalala niya, "Don't you remember where you start and where God has brought you today? And God has given you the responsibility to lead your people, to lead Israel, and do such thing." And now, verse 17 still continuing, "And the Lord sent you on a mission, said, 'Go devour destruction, the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed.' Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you pounce on the spoil and do what was evil in the sight of the Lord?" But again, Saul reasoned again, "I have obeyed the voice of the Lord." Pumunta naman kami. Tinalo namin sila. "I have gone on a mission which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have devoted the Amalekites to destruction." But in a way, may hindi pa rin siya sinunod. Tama? And then not only reason, but again, blame shifted. Again, nagturo na naman siya, but the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. All along, this was his plan, and now he's not taking responsibility of his decision, but instead, sinisisi niya yung mga tauhan niya for what happened. And now, co-cover up pa in such a way na, it's a sacrifice naman to. Okay to, magagandang bagay to sacrifice to the Lord. It would be a pleasing sacrifice. But sometimes we are confronted by other people. Probably you're here, and sanay ka dito kung part ka ng victory group. You're confronted by your victory group leader. Yun ba pag, ano, "Bro, saan ka? Usap tayo." "May ikaw, ano yung pag-uusapan namin? Ano yung nagawa ko?" Okay? "Girl, where are you?" Ganun ba pa, girls? "Usap tayo. Ikaw naman, kinakabahan ka na." Tapos pagdating mo nga, kinonfront ka, "Bakit ito pinus mo? Bakit ganito yung sinabi mo? Bakit mo naman inaway ito?" Ikaw naman, "Hindi, hindi, para sa bayan yan eh." Okay? Tapos, "Eh kasi, sabi mo kaibigan ko, post ko, okay lang eh." Tapos nagtuturo pa tayo, di ba? Parang bata tayo, pagka may nakabasag, di ba? Tuturo mo yung aso, ikaw naman talaga. Tapos tuturo mo yung mga kapatid mo, siya, okay, pero ikaw naman talaga. Dahil nag-away kayo, tapos sabi mo, "Eh kasi si kuya, eh kasi si ate, eh kasi." Tapos lumaki ka, lumipat lang din yan, that in such a way, nakita ka na probably, or nakita ka ng mga kaibigan mo, "Bakit nakikipag-inuman ka na naman sa mga yan? Akala ko ba pare, na devoted ka na, hindi ka na mag-iinom, okay? Or na make disciples ka na, di ba? Tapos aral na lang, di ba? Tapos sasabihin mo, "Eh, kasi mga kaibigan ko, niyaya ako eh. Sila, sabi nila, happy lang. Okay, yun pala, ganito eh." Ah, yung iba naman dito, di ba? Bakit nandyan ka? Okay, it's kasi yung mga kaibigan ko, sinama lang ako eh. Tapos the devil made me do it. Okay? Ganun-ganun pa tayo, no? Yung devil, "Oh, ako." We get different reasons for the things that we have done, and not only blame shift to others, but we are not taking responsibility for the effects of what we have done in our lives. Normal response natin, we point at other people, kasi si ganito kasi yan. Kasi mga leader yan. Instead, are we taking responsibility? Because the truth is, it's not the sacrifice that's important to God at this point, but it's the obedience. That's why Samuel has to say this, that has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering sacrifices, in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. The point is this, most importantly, the issue that we're talking about here is obedience to God. Because the sacrifices that we're talking about here is not the kind of sacrifices of taking your effort to serve others, but it's the religious things that we do or sacrifices that intends for us na tipong para bumango tayo kay Lord, gumanda yung reputation natin. Tipong pupunta ka dito sa service, di ba? Friday, Sunday, nagpe-prayer meeting ka pa on a Thursday, or probably you came here para sabihin mo kung bawas-bawasan naman yung kasalanan ko, and then attend ka ang victory group, tapos nag-one-to-one ka, tapos mo yan from cover to cover, di ba? Di lang yan, lahat ng 4 East events natin dito or discipleship journey natin, inatinan mo. Or probably, kaya ka na pumunta dito, nagpa-invite ka sa kaklase mo, sa kaibigan mo, kasi iniisip mo, para bumango naman ako kay Lord, para okay na. But in light of all the things that you will get to hear from this message, from the messages that we have in our previous youth services, from the things that the Victory Group leader shares to you in the one-to-one booklet that you get to see in your own Bible reading, are we applying it in our lives? Because if not, it's only religious sacrifices, religious acts, Friday after Friday, Sunday after Sunday. Because after that, we go back to our lives and not care about what the Bible says for our lives anymore. It's obedience to God that matters the most. That in such a way, di ba, kahit yung obedience ni Saul, if I can call it partial obedience, yung tipong sumunod naman ako. Di ba? Kaso, may reserve lang ng unti. Tama? Tipo, parang ganyan eh. No BF muna. No GF. Aral muna. Okay, God first. Pero may ka-text. Diba? Wala muna ng girlfriend, boyfriend, okay? Sabi ng nanay, ni tatay, okay? Unahin ko to. Pero, best friend lang naman kami. Diba? Best. Diba? May ka-MU, diba? Mukhang unggoy. May ka-MU. Mag-un. Okay? Best, di ba? Tatawagin mo, best, pag-pray mo naman ako, ito yung problema ko. Ay, talaga? Ah, sige. Basta, pag wala kang makausap, available ako lagi, ah. Shoulder to cry on. Di ba? Sa iba, di nga, best, best, sure. Best. Sure, may braces kasi. Sure, best. Best friend, babae, di ba? Tapos lalaki, niniwala ka ba doon? Di ba? Paano mo sasabihin yung mga sikreto mo bilang lalaki doon? Tutulungan ka ba noon? Baka nga layuan ka noon, eh. At bilang babae, tapos maniniwala ka, best friend ko to, okay? Pinagpe-pray ako niyan. Every morning, nag-share yan ng Bible verse niya. Utot! Okay? It's partial obedience in our part because what's happening is, yes, wala mo lang boyfriend, girlfriend, pero baka Lord, pwede naman, baka wala nang magkagusto sa akin. Mag-aantaya naman kami. 20 years after, sige kami na. Okay? Tagal pala eh, no? Aantayin niya daw ako eh. I hope we get to a point also that we see that when it's about obedience, God desires and honors full obedience and not partial obedience. Because partial obedience, at some point, okay, yes, you obey, but at this angle, hindi. Okay, kasi Lord, hindi komportable sa akin yan. But in a way, you know what? It's not obedience at all. Partial obedience is not obedience at all. What God desires is for us to follow Him. Because as good leaders, we need to learn to be good followers first. With the instructions that God has for our lives today, with the instructions of that your parents has for you today, are you honoring that today? I'm not kidding when I tell you always that you are future leaders of this nation. And to be the good leaders in your area of leadership in the future, in your careers, in your businesses, in your own ministry, you lead your own ministry. Not only that, in even in politics, you'll be one in different areas. You will not be able to have good standards and good leadership that desires to serve the benefit of everyone if you will not learn to become good followers today. Authority in our lives are given by God. Your parents, our nation's government officials. Most importantly, are we here able and willing and lovingly here to follow God in our lives. To be the good leader that you will be in the future, it starts today. As good followers, we should learn to be one. Because if we are not following, disobedience is equivalent to rebellion. Rebellion does not require fire to be made, okay, or rally na mangyayari, or batuhan na mangyayari, pakikipaglaban sa mga pulis na nangyayari. Rebellion starts when we disobey God. It's equivalent to witchcraft, divination, sabi dyan sa verse 23. It's evil. And it's also idolatry. Wanting to serve ourselves more than others. In the life of Saul, it's also evident that we see, because he feared the people, sabi niya, and obeyed their voice. in light of what the story is telling us, who are we following now? Even as Saul said that, I have sinned for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. In our lives today, who are we allowing to influence or who are we following now? Is it the voice of people or the voice of God? It's very important for us to get to see and realize and also, hindi lang yun, assess, kanino nga bang opinion, kanino nga bang salita yung mas importante para sa akin? Yung mas nangingibabaw na sundin ko. That's why he came to that point, okay, of not obeying God. It's because he grew up this way. Una, in his background, in verse 15, okay, may sinabi si Saul about this. Babalikan natin to. Okay, ibig sabihin, he had a good start. Okay, he had a good start. He was initially humble, acknowledging that apart from God, hindi niya magagawa to. But a quick background by Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 2, that he was wealthy. Because he was the son of Kish, and Kish, the son of Abiel, Zeror, Bekorath, and Apliah, a Benjamite, a man of wealth. Yung tatay niya mayaman. So dito mukhang mayaman yung katabi mo, okay? Si Kish yan, okay? Kish kid. Joke lang. And not only that, verse 2, and he had a son whose name was Saul, a handsome young man. Okay? Nakita na kayo ng gwapo? Tingin dito. Yeah, joke lang. Okay. Hindi, totoo. Okay. There was not a man among the people, bukod kay Saul, people of Israel, more handsome than he. Tingin ulit dito. Ayan, okay. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. And when it's about appearance, okay, si Saul na agad panalo na yan. Matangkad from other people, mayaman, gwapo pa. Diba? Ifa-follow ko yan. Charismatic. Started out well by acknowledging the Lord. Mababa ang uri lang kaming mga tao kasi from our tribe, sabi niya, am I not a Benjamite from the least of the tribes of Israel? Sabi niya, yes, totoo yun. Pinakamababa yung tribe nila, okay, in Israel, yung Benjamite, and is not my clan humblest of all clans? And the tribe of Benjamin, yung pamilya niya, it was actually a lie na hindi kami masyado mayaman, okay, kami pinakamababa kasi mayaman sila. But at that moment, he displayed humility, that he sees himself small in the standards of world. Sometimes we see ourselves that way. That instead of coming in humble, acknowledging na hindi ko to kaya, we look at ourselves also na maliit lang, siguro nandito ka, nakikinig ka, hindi naman para sa akin itong message na to, kaya lalabas na ako. Hindi naman para sa akin itong message na to, kasi hindi ako leader. But no, in God's eyes, it's not Saul that made him big or his achievements that made him big. It's God who made him big. Because God made him king. Wala pang ginagawa si Saul, malaki na siya sa mata ng Diyos. Wala ka pang ginagawa ngayon. O kahit i-disregard natin ang success mo, kahit wala kang success at kahit may success ka, maliit na bagay yung success mo, iniisip mo, you know what? God sees you big in His eyes. That's how He cares for you. That's how much He cares for you. But growing up in Saul's life, being insecure, that in such a way, lagi niya nilulook down yung sarili niya, mga desisyon niya na apektuhan na. Dahil sa insecurity niya, okay, nung una, kailangan niyang hanapin si Samuel bilang prophet, iniisip niya, hindi tayo makakalapit dyan kasi wala tayong regalo dyan. He's thinking about his reputation. Mayaman kami, tapos wala man lang kaming dala. Not only that, he disobeyed God by sacrificing an offering, burnt offering. Entire time, okay, bawal yun. It's only the priest who should do that. That's why disobedience in chapter 13 on sacrificing because he was more concerned na yung mga kauhan niya umaalis na ang tagal naman ni Samuel para dumating siya dito. Reputation. And again, when we look at what's happening in this story that we're looking at, we now see that he feared the people not because he wanted to please the people. Most importantly, he wanted to please himself and feed his insecurity. That's why he wanted to please the people because to him, it became pride already. Ano na lang iisipin nila sa akin? Ano na lang sasabihin nila sa akin? Insecurity leads to pride. That when you think of yourself small and instead of looking at yourself big in God's eyes, you were finding a way to be big in the eyes of people. Biglang yun yung naisip natin. That would give us success. It's not that that would give us success. It's such a way na when we see other people, okay, favorable sila sa atin, gusto nila tayo, masaya sila sa ginagawa natin, successful tayo. And when we feed all of that, we look at ourselves too small, becomes insecurity and not humility anymore. Because really humility, it says here, C.S. Lewis, that it's not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. It's not looking down on yourself, but looking unto others of what you can do for them. And not only that, most importantly, thinking of yourself less, because what you think about always in humility is God. It's for His honor, it's for His glory, not for my benefit, but for the benefit of my God, for the honor of my God. And in reality, due to our sinfulness, dahil mga makasalanan tayo, how we deal with insecurity is this, that we please ourselves by finding pleasure, satisfaction in knowing that others are pleased with us. Insecurity will kill us and destroy us and would eat us and would lead us to disobedience or favorable to God. It's actually pleasing people rather than pleasing God. Because in humility, what we need to do is to actually think, who am I honoring? Am I honoring myself? Is it important for me that God would be honored? Because to Saul, it was about his honor, reputation, fame, his image to the people. But when we seek honor for ourselves, that is the start of our downfall. How would you want others to see you in your life? Na ikaw ba yung malaki o si God? That's why we go now to what Samuel said still in verse 30. I have sinned, yet honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel. Parang mas concerned pa rin siya sa image niya. Oo na, may mali na ako, pero please, i-honor mo muna ako. Parang walang nangyari dito sa mga taong to. Ano na lang isipin nila sa akin? Samuel, please naman, makisama ka muna. Because most of the time, we're more concerned with our image, with our reputation, rather than knowing that God is honored and pleased in your life. I hope that we get to see that God is more concerned, not in your reputation and image, God is more concerned in your character, because you are future leaders. You are leaders today in your influences. You are leaders today in the decisions that you would make, because it's not only for you, it affects people around you, and it also affects future generations. Because of you wanting to honor God, it will also affect them in such a way that they would want to honor God as well. That's what we're doing here as a ministry. And that's what we're doing here, not only as a ministry, as followers of Jesus Christ, so that other people would know Jesus Christ also. And I hope na hindi yung tipong pag share mo yung buhay mo, yung testimony ng buhay mo na sasabihin ng pinag-sharean mo, di ba, nag-preach ka kunyari sa classmates mo o sa one-to-one, no? Nag-preach ka, sinabi mo sa ibang tao, alam mo, ito yung ginawa ni Lord sa buhay ko. Okay, dati ganito ko, ngayon ganito na ako. Tapos sasabihin nila, wow, ang bait mo naman. Wow, grabe ang galing mo. Ikaw naman, I know. Eh, ganun talaga. Kaya ikaw magbago ka na. Repent and be baptized. Ganun-ganun ako sa kanila. Magbago ka na. Gayahin mo ako. But would you want to hear it more in this way na, wow, ang galing ni Lord sa buhay mo. Wow, ang bait ni Lord sa buhay mo. Because I hope that when we get to live our lives and people would see and understand and know what happened to our lives through what Jesus Christ has done, people would follow Jesus Christ. People would not follow you. People would follow God instead follow people. Kasi alam mo bakit? Kawawa naman sila. Isisik lang din nila. Sana magkaroon din ako ng mga gagaya sa akin. And I hope that they would also have the value that God would be honored when they share their lives to others. And living in the belief that you're small today, I hope you would get a change of perspective that God sees you big today. That in His eyes, He desires great things for you. He desires best things to come upon you. That even in the life of Saul, alam niyo nangyari, he was small, right? But then he became big in the eyes of God and made him big. But during in his time, in his position, what happened is very sad that he pleased people more than God. That he sacrifices for his own benefit. But not only that, he wants to be made known and not God. But the example of Jesus Christ is the kind of leadership that we can follow and we can be because of His grace, because of His help. Sino sa inyo magsasabi dito that sometimes when you want to influence others, okay, o gusto mo silang mag-follow rin kay God, or gusto mo sila mismo na wag na nilang gawin yung mga masasamang ginagawa nila, sometimes ang hirap. Or kahit ikaw mismo, i-lead yung sarili mo para makita nila na example ka, minsan mahirap. Tama? But now I hope that when we heard this message and we see the example of Jesus Christ, of what He did for our lives, we now see the best kind of leadership. We may not have a background of what good leadership is, but in the leadership that Jesus displayed to all of us, so that we will not be only led in our lives today, but be led with Him forever. This is what He did, that have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, that who, though He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Jesus was already big. He is God, creator of heaven and earth, but yet made Himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Jesus, though He was big, He made Himself small so that we will all be big. So that we would not stay small in our sinfulness, but we would have purpose and life big in the eyes of God because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ obeyed God, pleased God. Jesus Christ sacrificed for the benefit not of Himself, but for our benefit because He wants God to be honored. And this is the kind of leadership that God desires for all of us. And the kind of leadership that we should look up to as well. The best leader that we ought to have in our lives is Jesus Christ. Because if we don't have a leader in our lives would have no direction at all. Jesus sacrificed for our sake, and even obeying God the Father to the point of death, so that one day we would come here, we will have a chance to repent of our sins and live a life honorable and pleasing to Him, and would even leave a legacy to your families in the future. Na kahit sila nakilala rin nila yung Panginoon. Can we all bow down right now and let's just pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your example. Thank You for Your sacrifice. And thank You for Your love to us. Though in our lives, we have never seen a kind of leadership, probably we've been under a kind of leadership, Lord, na hindi ganito. And it actually affected our lives today. Affected our decisions and our view in position, our view of serving, of You, Lord, and loving other people the wrong way. Lord, we repent of it. And now we accept Your love and Your kindness, Your leadership in our lives, knowing that we, in our own leadership positions, in our own leadership influences, in our own families, in our own campuses, in our own group of friends, we will stand up to serve other people, and we will stand up, Lord, for the benefit of others, so that You would be honored and I will not be honored. Only Your name will be honored. Ikaw yung makikilala nila more than me. Maraming salamat, Lord. Allow me to be this kind of leader. And let me pray for a group of people. Probably you're right here and you're seeing yourself too small for anything. Dito ka, iniisip mo, I'm not a leader. I will never be a leader. I don't aspire to be a leader because I cannot be one with my background, with what I do now. I hope that we have a change of perspective because now God is saying to you that He sees you big. That's why He had to die for you. That's why Jesus had to die for you because He was big. You are big in His own eyes. The God who is big sees you as big and very important in your life. If you see yourself too small, let me lead you in prayer. It's not humility anymore. It's insecurity. You've been suffering in that. Lagi mo iniisip yung sasabihin ng ibang tao. Just raise your hand and let me lead you in prayer. Lord, I pray for these people that as they acknowledge that, Lord, we are small in our sinfulness, but Lord, thank You because You have made us big in Your view for us, in Your sacrifice for us, and You have a purpose for us. Lord, thank You for this, that we can live confidently in You. We don't have to live in what the enemy tells us that this is who we are, this is our background, but we can live victoriously in You. We can live confidently knowing that we have a great God. We can live a life that honors You always. And we can live a life that, Lord, would please You so that others would know You. Thank You for these people, that they would see their identity in You, Your workmanship. They are Your workmanship. You have a plan for them. You have a future for them. You have a purpose for them. Thank You, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.